Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about adjusting to a new Senate district after the redistricting was approved by the legislature.
They removed Madison County from our district, and then they went over to the east and added the city of Knoxville and some surrounding rural areas. So now my Senate district will be Warren County, all of Warren County, and that part of Marion County to include the city of Knoxville. And we did approve that map, so that is law now, and those are the districts we'll be running in this next year for the election. As your listeners may know, every Senate district contains two House districts. So we have a House district now. One of them goes across the northern part of Warren County from Carlisle to Norwalk and the rural areas in between. And then it swings down to the southwest corner of the county to New Virginia. So, and then the other district begins in with the city of Indianola, and then goes southeast and takes in the southeastern part of Warren County, and then goes over and picks up the city of Knoxville, as I mentioned early. So that's our current situation now under the new maps that we'll be running in next year. So I was happy that they left Warren County intact. That's not every county is left intact. Some of them get cut up, and you just never know what may happen. But I think we were fortunate this time that Warren County will be completely in my new district, which will be District 11. And then we've got the little part of Marion County with Knoxville. So that's basically what we did, and I'm going to miss the people in Madison County. I made a lot of friends there over the last 10 years, but I'm looking forward to getting acquainted with people around Knoxville. And by the way, I grew up over in Marion County, just across the river at that time, and now the lake, from the Knoxville area. So it's kind of like home territory in a way. Of course, that's been many years ago, but that's the area that I grew up in when I was a little younger.
Well, I did want to expand on that a little bit. Talk a little bit about, you know, you've been the senator for Madison County for a long time, and then now going over, basically losing that part, going over to the east. What are the difficulties in that, in trying to learn that new area? You obviously being a local of that area, it's probably not as difficult as maybe some others, but just talk about the challenges there.
Well, whenever you move into a new area, there are some challenges. Obviously, you're not going to be as well acquainted right off the bat as you were in your old district, but I feel very fortunate. As I mentioned, I grew up in that area, and I have friends in the Knoxville area, even though I've got to get over and get acquainted more with more people. But and I think politically it will be a good area for myself and Representative Bowden. They're all pretty much in that area, mostly Republican majorities, and so obviously that is good for us. So yes, it's a challenge to get acquainted and campaign over there, and we'll do door knocking in Knoxville and so on. And it's not quite the same, as you say, as if you just went into a completely new area where I didn't know anybody. So I really feel pretty fortunate that it turned out the way it did.
Thanks to Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.